employer. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Back again, folks. Yes, I did have to get out of the pool here in sunny Orlando just to get on the air with you. Ha ha ha. Joking. In part, it's been a very busy morning, obviously, with all this madness going on right now in our country. When you think it can't get any worse as far as the maddening. Now, listen, I don't think that our foundation and our structure is cracked at all. It's not even phased. But when the mad men that are right now surrounding Capitol Hill and all throughout the country and the media is there to swoop up madness, you just didn't think they could go any lower. They're going lower. I stopped thinking that they couldn't go any lower, and I've just engaged. We need to engage as sons and daughters of liberty throughout this country. Welcome to the show, folks, and I'm glad you're tuning in because you are engaging. This is Do Radio. We're going to talk to you about what we've done. If you've been following us on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or Bradley Dean on Facebook, that's two E's, Bradley Dean on Facebook. Yesterday we were at the UCF campus, largest college campus in the country, the University of Central Florida. It was enormous. We walk in there, we see the O to the veterans. It's a big old plaque right in the middle of campus. It's beautiful. It's an O to every single one of the armed forces, the Air Force, the Navy, the Army, the Marines, etc. Huge flagpole sitting there. We were made aware that that's where the kids love that monument. That's where they do their tailgate parties. I'm thinking, wow, these men bleed and die for your liberties. See, because there's this entitlement mentality nowadays, and you find it especially in colleges, which is why we're going there. See, we don't run away from it, just talk about, oh, those bad colleges. Can you believe what they're teaching all these burnout hippies from the 70s are now the professors talking about free this, free that, and socializing and communizing and destroying and vilifying the righteous. It's all happening in that cesspool of those universities. Can you believe it? I'll never send my kid there.
Well, I wouldn't advise that either. I don't know what kind of seminary degree Peter, James, or John had. I'm not sure what type of a seminary degree many great men who have established justice and equity throughout the ages have gone to. There's nothing wrong with university, but I just don't know that it's a requirement. But I do know this. When you go into those universities, boy, those kids will tell you everything you need to know because they got it all figured out. And yesterday when we were there, what, no exception. Not necessarily to the folks that we were talking to, but to the mentality. When you're walking around, we posted some pictures there. We had a leadership meeting. We did not go there for an event. The event is in the works right now. It's being planned for the largest college university campus in your country. They want the Sons of Liberty to come there. Now, that's on them. We will definitely join them. And we strategized yesterday. Again, some of the pictures there, UCF. We're in Florida, as you know. We've been doing quite a few things. Last night we had a Lakeland 912 group meeting. Had a good turnout. We had youth actually coming into this one. You're finding that more and more, obviously, wherever Bradley goes, youth are going to come. They want to hear a message. And this 912 group in particular said, you know what? We need to start a school. They're doing a school during the summer to educate young people in the constitutional values that you and I hold dear. I mean, what a novel idea. Let's reach the next generation and let's train them. Also, too, we have special guest, Mr. Ted Nugent. He's going to be on with us on the second segment. So right after this segment, he'll be joining us on the air. We're going to be talking about a lot of things. The guy's written books. The guy plays rock and roll. He tours all over the country. And he is passionate about your rights, folks. Even if you're not, he is. And that's why we want him on the Sons of Liberty, because he is a son of liberty. And there's many of them out there. Again, join us with Ted Nugent here next segment, 3:15. Yesterday and last night, we were through the college campuses. We're in Lakeland. We're keeping you posted on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can see the pictures and see some of the we live tweet at the events. So if you follow us on Twitter, go to SOL Media, as in Sons of Liberty Media 1, or go to Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. But we're live feeding you different tweets that are happening during that time. We're also posting videos and pictures and whatnot, so you can take a peek at it. If you were at the events last night, which I know a lot of you listening were over the past 2 days, then go there and like yourself and tag yourself in the photos. I don't have a whole ton of time to do a whole lot of tagging, so you can do that at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Also, too, we got a comment just yesterday. Julianne, actually, she started listening to the program not too long ago, and she made a statement. She lives near Jensen Beach. Now, many of you know by the end of the week, we're going to end this on Saturday with the Frogman Swim with Billy and Karen Vaughn. This is for their nonprofit Operation 300. And that particular, these are parents of the Gold Star parents of a Navy SEAL Team 6 member who gave his life, his all, for you and I. And now what they're doing is they started a camp for young kids so that these kids who don't have fathers anymore because they've been killed in action now can come to a camp and learn how to bow hunt, shoot guns, swim, etc. So it's just a wonderful thing. We're going to be there. I'm going to be jumping in the ocean. So Jake, the other guy, will be they told me that they have boats and things like that that are ready to shoot sharks if they're on or around. I'll tell you what. Last night, Bradley was on fire. Brought the house down again. There was an anointing there. People got turned on to things that they should be thinking. Maybe they intellectually knew it, but there was a presence there that was beyond them. We were having church again. We were having church the way it needs to be done. Action, demonstration. That's what Christ did. He didn't say, oh, come together, let's pray, say the sign of the cross. Oh, you remember that prayer I taught you last week? Let's all chant it together in unity and in one accord. No, no, no. He was doing. He is doing. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And the righteous are made bold as lions. And I encourage you, if you're in town, we're going to be at Volusia at the 912 group, in Daytona Beach on Friday. Thursday, we're going to be at the Act for America in Orlando. It's the Act for America. You can get the location right on Facebook. I believe it's at a large meeting gathering place. You can get food there as well. So Bradley's going to be there. Again, he's on fire this week, folks. You got to come see him. Also, too, we got an email from one of our friends, Freedom Outpost. I want to bring this up because I think this ties in. Also, too, we'll have Matt Staber on tomorrow to talk about DOMA. And for all of you that want to hear the feedback and the perspective of the Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean just posted a column regarding this DOMA decision and these out-of-control, irate, tyrannical criminals, because that's what they are. Unconstitutionality is crime, folks. It's against the law. Just because they have a badge or they have an office does not mean they have the right to break the stinking law. Bradley just posted an article on that. You can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. If you're not on Facebook, it's on freedomoutpost.com. Speaking of that, I want to read this, and this will tie into our next guest. Stay with us for next segment, Mr. Ted Nugent. This is Tim. He said, I'm writing to you guys to thank you. I'm not writing to you to say thanks for what you did for my kids the other week or for what you have done in helping to promote my website. I'm writing to you to say thank you for your encouragement you provide at the end of my day. I'm not able to listen to the show during the day because I'm trying to focus on the work at hand. However, once I'm done, I go outside to the patio, grab the iPad, and listen to the show, and am encouraged. Sometimes it is difficult with all this stuff that I have to write on to maintain a positive attitude. But after listening to the show and the encouraging word of God and His promises, I'm refreshed. It's not just me telling my kids or my wife or even myself. It's not just the people in my church or my elders, but other brothers half the country away from me that God is using to strengthen me through encouragement. Folks, be strengthened because God is on our side so long as we walk according to His statutes. We want to be on His side so we can have that liberty that we all love. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Join us next segment with Mr. Ted Nugent.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I just wanted to call and say how much I really appreciated listening to you guys the last couple of days. anyways, I catch you on Patriot Radio. So with my travels, I'm either 93.9 or 94.5. With work, I'm on the road a lot, so I get the opportunity, you know, especially at this time of day, to listen in and get fired up by you guys.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever looked at the stains in your coffee cup and then realized that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Hey, everybody, it's Stephen Baldwin here. And if you're like me and you like to drink coffee and things like tea or even soda, it causes dark, ugly stains on your teeth. So that's why I use Power Swabs, the 5-minute solution to whiter teeth without having to visit the dentist. In 5 minutes, your teeth can be an average of 2 shades whiter and 6 shades in 7 days. That's 5 minutes a day, clinically proven. Power Swabs whitens teeth without that annoying sensitivity feeling, and it works on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Call now to try risk-free. Dial 1-800-672-3759. That's 1-800-672-3759. Power Swabs is your 5-minute solution to white, healthy teeth. Call right now and try it risk-free. 1-800-672-3759. That's 1-800-672-3759.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
I still believe in the American dream. I still believe you can hear me scream. You're still alive, still on fire. I defy.
Tyranny. I still believe in the American dream. What is this, optimism in this day and age? Can you believe it? Somebody who believes in the cause of liberty. You know, I'm used to being on the air with rock and roll guys, obviously, Bradley Dean. And he's on tour right now in Florida. And in order to... He was named Michigan's conservatist, constitutionalist, well, I can't even pronounce this word. The conservationist, conservationist. There we go. See, now I thought it was conservative, but it's conservationist of the year. And he has his own ammo available nationwide. Now, you would think that I would be talking about some guy in a suit and tie, some ultra-conservative that gets on Fox News all the time and tells us the deal about this crooked administration. Well, I am in some respects, but I'm talking about a rock and roll guy. Welcome to the show today, Mr. Ted Nugent. Thanks for joining the Sons of Liberty.
I feel welcome. Thank you, Bradley and Jake. I am a son of liberty. In fact, maybe I'm a father of liberty. Maybe I'm a godfather of liberty because I reek of freedom.
Well, you know what? You've got to be all stages. So if you're a baby of liberty, you're going to eventually grow up to be a son of liberty and on through the progression that you just described. Now, tell me, Ted, you are a rock and roll guy. How in the world did you get mixed up with all this conservative stuff, this religious stuff? I mean, your last book, God, Guns, and Rock and Roll. I thought that was sacrilegious.
Well, when I was born in 1948, it was still alive and well and understood universally that the most important asset, the most important attribute, the most important function of a real American is to remain defiant. We defied the kings and the emperors and the dictators and the tyrants and the punks who would oppress people around the world, and we came to this brave new land, And we stood at that Concord Bridge when they came to take our guns, and we shot the punks dead. I figured that out when I was really young. My dad was a hero of the U.S. Army Cavalry in World War II in Korea. And even though that greatest generation never talked about that, sadly and dangerously counterproductive, it turns out, but I figured out instinctively that when you believe in something and being raised on facts and evidence and historical data, that when you draw a conclusion based on that self-evident truth, obviously personified in an experiment in self-government unique to the history of humankind, the whole world sucks and America still sucks less, and Texas during the deer season don't suck at all. And I figured early on that I would defy the lie of peer pressure. I would defy the stoned hippie beatnik punks with their mind-destroyed chemical warfare, self-inflicted suicidal kamikaze chemical warfare with the drugs and the alcohol and the sheep-like behavior. And I stood my ground, and Stranglehold was not a coincidence. It really is the pulse of American music, and certainly the music I was raised on, and that is defiance. If there's anything more defiant than Little Richard and Chuck Berry, would you please tell me about it?
Well, you summarized that very well. Seems to me you've had to come up with that type of response numerous times, and you're exactly right. I mean, that's the edge that we take. When we started as a ministry, as an organization about 12 years ago, we went into public high schools. We didn't go in there with our doctorates. You think anybody's going to listen to that? We went in there with a rock band. Why? Because that's what the culture was listening to. That's what the kids were, and that's who we're reaching. And ultimately, yes, there is a rebel flair to this. But let's be real about this. Let's get an open perspective of this. Who is the rebels? It's not us. We're standing for values. And what did our founder say? Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, even John Wycliffe once upon a time where he was defying popery. He said that resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Yes?
Bingo. Hence the self-evident truth that God created us to be rugged individualists, to be self-sufficient, declare our independence, and pursue our individual dreams and respect, revere, document, and adhere to the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, which is based on the inescapable truth that God gave us the gift of life, and God gave us individual rights that are basic and self-evident and instinctual. So, yeah, I've always, I'm 65 years clean and sober, and I'm going to stick with that.
That's a good way to stick, Ted. You know, you brought up some of the people, speaking of clean and sober, these hippie, I think you called them the hippie punks back in the 60s and the 70s, this free love, this garbage mentality, this socialist mentality, this communist mentality, this criminal mentality is really what it is. These are crimes, folks. They don't just have a different ideology than you. They want to see you locked up in a cage. If you stand for American ideals, no different than King George, who once upon a time called our founders dangerous and designing men because they believed in liberty and freedom. Now, when we take that into retrospect and we bring it now into this day and age and we see them calling the shots politically speaking, Ted, who is your biggest opposition that you have? Because it's got to be tough for them to try to pin you when they loved your music. But then same time, they're like, I can't fall in line with what this guy talks about.
Well, first of all, let's celebrate that God must really, really love me because he sends my opposition to smell like Michael Moore, you know, who's still struggling to discover personal hygiene. They send a limey, a sheep from England named Piers Morgan, to debate Ted Nugent on about the right to keep and bear arms. Are you kidding me? It's almost like it's a filming of the TV show Punked, but I got to write the script, because if ever you would want someone to stand against you, you would want them to look and sound like Piers Morgan, Michael Moore, Bill Maher, Nancy, you don't have to read this, you need to sign it, Pelosi, and of course my favorite, Eric Gun Running Holder, who doesn't believe in the Second Amendment, but he's the damn Attorney General. So really, I've landed on the wall of the Alamo, but I've got a GE minigun of facts and truth to shoot down the opposition, because they're full of lies.
So when that's your only opposition, just as Ted said, if that's all you got, you know what, if that's your only opposition, then I think you're doing pretty good. And if America could just to realize that, listen, this isn't even opposition. This isn't. You have God-given liberties stand on. When you stand on those God-given liberties, guess what? Tyranny leads. That's all you have to
do. Well, see, I'm cheating, too.
Tell us about the NRA National Convention there in Houston. Were the people fired up?
Well, you know, the people are fired up wherever I go. I mean, even if I didn't stand for anything, how do you not get fired up when the band breaks into my killer rhythm and blues masterpieces? You know what I mean? So I could be spoiled by just surrounding myself with fellow celebrants of the ultra-American rhythm and blues rock and roll musical soundtrack. But what I've experienced in my life, and again, I'm honored and humbled, blessed and privileged to have a real open, uninhibited, wide-open communication with people since I started touring back in the 1950s, for God's sakes, and I do it every year. I mean, back then I was just a kid, but I still played sock hops and bar mitzvahs and pool parties and malt shops, and I've always had an open communication. And so I understand logic, I understand common sense, the commonality and sensibility of it all. And here in 2013, the NRA was the ultimate celebration, the pinnacle of self-evident truth, we the people adherents who understand that we the people are the bosses of our elected officials, and it's gone tipsy-turvy where we have a Chicago gangster, acorn community organizer, scam artist, I believe a diehard communist, as the president of the United States, a gun-running attorney general, an absolute buffoon for a vice president, and a murderer in as the secretary of state who intentionally kept security away from American citizens so they could get blown to smithereens. And if anybody has any misunderstanding of what I've just said, go ahead and record it and play it back. I meant every word I said. Boy, that's getting to be a pain in the ass, isn't it? What kind of radio station is this?
New York Times bestsellers. That you have brought forth to the American people, and what is the response on these books that you're writing? Ted White and Blue, The Nugent Manifesto, God, Guns, and Rock and Roll, two of the latest books that Ted has just brought out. And also, too, he did a cookbook. This is LA Times Cookbook Hot List. Ted and his wife, Shemaine, have co-authored Kill It and Grill It. I love it. This is America, folks. This is America. And as with our last guest, we just found out what it's like when somebody's willing to say, you know what, I'm going to stand. I don't care, like it or not. I'm going to brand a consensus. Come back with us, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Thanks for tuning in. Also, like us on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Music on bumper this time. We had special guest Ted Nugent with us last segment, and appreciate him taking the time, what he's doing all over the country. Bradley Dean's doing the same thing. So now I'm back to my lonesome. No rock and roll guys around me. No famous people. You just got Jake, the other guy, the Sons of Liberty, on tour right now in Florida. Now, this is interesting, what I just came across. Ted actually has a camp for kids. Speaking of our last guest, celebrated his 25th year, June 8th, in Omaha. Ted and Shemaine Nugent personally attend the camp, providing individualized instruction and inspiration to these kids. Now, Bradley's doing the same thing. He's got a fundraiser this weekend he's going to be doing with Billy and Karen Vaughn, Operation 300. It's a camp for young people who have lost their folks, and their father, mother, in most cases, father, in war. Fighting for your liberties, America. And Bradley's going out knowing what it's like to be a fatherless kid, growing up without a father, is going to this camp to make sure that these kids get some type of stability in their life so they have a father figure in their life, so they can learn those traditional ideals and those morals that we talk about every single day and that every freedom-loving American exalts, knows, and understands. If we see this happening in America right now, while it's green, folks, the documents are there. We're not talking about an area where we've had a coup, you know, where the government has been taken over by a regime that will not be satisfied with anything. We have our documents, America. We can walk in that light. You know, another thing, too, I think we need to bring up, and this I always see, you know, Kevin Sorbo, rather spoke with him at a conference. Many of you know him as Hercules. It was just on Kevin's wife program called Flashpoint Live this past weekend. But Kevin, he has an initiative where he goes and reaches out to high school kids. Listen, these guys that are fighting for your liberties day in and day out, the Bradley Deans, the Kevin Sorbos, the Ted Nugent around the country,
they are not forgetting about the next generation. You know why? Because they know what it's like to be that kid, and that's why they behave the way that they are right now. That's why they stand for your liberties and your principles. Not just the youth, but yours. Last night at the Tea Party we saw with the 9-12 group, we had most, you know, the average age person. Actually, there was a pretty good split. But the old folks in there, I mean, there had to have been some people that were 80 years old. And then you had 14-year-olds, 10-year-olds, both of them paying attention intently to the identical message. Why? Because liberty crosses the line. There is no borders or no breaks or anything like that. It's all on one page, folks. We stand on these principles. So help us God, right? Isn't that the oath that's sworn? Not too long ago, we had a school that actually, you know what? I need to bring this up, too. Everybody remembers the purse. The crazy purse woman is what I call it. The one who assaulted one of our street team ministers out here in Florida. Yeah, I came up to him, smacked him in the face where the camera was that he was holding up. He had his little iPhone going, asking her the question. She said, we have a separation of church and state. And I know the Constitution. And our street team person, being quick-witted as he is, by the way, if you want to join our street teams, you need to, you're looking for work. You want, and your work isn't just, well, man, dude, I need a job. No, I want to be sent for my country, and I want to be able to get paid to do it so I can make my living out of it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Go to the contact. Email us. And maybe we can set you up to be a street team member. But this particular street team member, Chase, as witty as he was, he said to the woman instantaneously after she said separation of church and state, he said to her, can you show me that in the Constitution? I have one right here. And she continued to prattle on, and all of a sudden, you know, like most radical leftist liberals do, all of a sudden it clicks in them. I'm being made fun of. Click. And she comes after him, aggressively pursues him, whacks him with a bag, gets him in the face, things like that. Well, YouTube, after 50,000 views, that went around the country, folks, picked up by a lot of great people. Many of you listening right now probably picked it up on your websites or your outlets or on your newspapers. And what happened is YouTube got a hold of it. Somebody must have complained. Go figure that out. A liberal caught or an un-American crazy psycho person caught carrying the ideology of this administration, carrying the ideology of the MSNBCs of the world, carrying the ideology of the mainstream media, and somebody's busted on camera fulfilling the talking points that they prattle on about every single day. These are not normal people. In many cases, they're unrehabilitable. I hope that's a word. You can't rehabilitate these people. And then they go out and they do what they're taught, what they stuck on, the tips that they stuck on in the mainstream media every single day. They go out and they enact it. And guess what happens? The other liberal psychopaths, the people that maybe work at YouTube or Facebook or any of these other commercialized outlets that we utilize, they pulled down that video. They said that it was, what did they say again? They said that it was potentially hate speech, harassment. Go click on the link for yourself and find out what was just said about our video. Why? Because they were exposed. Listen, if that was somebody that, quote unquote, carried conservative values, of course we wouldn't if you act like that. That woman was just irate and off her rocker, and she made no sense at all. You wouldn't be like that. But if it was somebody they could tag it to, it would be stayed, you know, it would stay up forever. But who cares? You know what? I don't want to talk about it would, and this is what would happen if the conservatives did it. But, you know, when we do it, we get beat on, and they try to beat us up. But when the other side does it, they don't. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Can you believe that the president of this administration went right away to the podium to make a comment on the radical lesbian, Elena Kagan in the Supreme Court, and all the rest of the radicals who have attempted to trump and usurp the Constitution? And folks, if you realize and you understand what liberty truly is, you will identify the fact that they cannot, they will not, they'll never be able to, but through apathy, you may accept it. But that's all. It doesn't change God. What are you, nuts? You're going to go point the finger at God and condemn him and say, hey, you know what? Well, we've got better ideas now. Yeah, how's that working out for you, Supreme Court justices? But going back to it, what did John the Baptist do? That was the solution. When God sent his Christ, he sent John the Baptist first. And what was John the Baptist's mission? It was to turn the heart, well, first of all, to repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Christ, speaking of John the Baptist, said in Matthew that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. Oh, the Sons of Liberty advocating violence. I'm telling you, be violent against lawlessness. That's what police officers do. They don't come over to the thief or the robber or the crook, the criminal, and say, sir, will you come here so I can put these shiny handcuffs on you? Ooh, look at how they shine. Aren't these wonderful? No, they get violent with crime. Because crime is violence against your rights. And in order to protect your rights, you have to match force with that violence. That is justified force, folks. John the Baptist, when Christ spoke to him, said the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. They don't pray and ask Jesus to bring me the kingdom, Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus. Bradley's column, I think it was last week, where he wrote on Obama reaps what he sows, and he gave all the world leaders the thought they were going to pull it over on God like Mussolini. God, if you're there, strike me dead. What an idiot. What a moron. I could see if, you know, you don't say that. Shortly thereafter, Mussolini was hung upside down with his mistress. The video exploits all of these fools that are trying to deny God and think they're not going to reap what they sow. And blasphemed his holy name. The Lord will not hold him guiltless. It takes his name in vain. That's the third commandment. It's a shame President Obama didn't come to office, said this person who commented on Bradley's column. With a real love for freedom and the Constitution as he professes, he really could have been a great president. Now, I know different people have different viewpoints on that statement. God wishes that none should perish, but if they will make their bed, Christ will cause them to sleep in it. He wants all to come to repentance. We are all sinners saved by grace. That redemptive blood, if it was not for that, we are all animals. Or one of the preachers have said of old, I think it was George Whitefield, man left to himself without that saving grace of God, without that redemptive power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, that covers me, that covers my family. Without that, I'm half devil and half beast. John the Baptist came to this earth to precede the Christ, and what did he do? He brought the message that I've just been talking for 5 minutes or so, kingdom of heaven suffering violence. He brought the message, and he turned the hearts of the fathers to the sons. You know why? Because he said, fathers, you're forsaking something called your posterity. Ted made a point to it on the segment that he was on with us. He said the greatest generation ever sacrificed all, but they didn't talk about it a lot. And gosh, I understand why. When I would talk to my grandfather, the Korean War vet, my hero, and I would ask him, so grandfather, and I didn't mean to be disingenuous, but I had no clue. I was just a punk kid who had everything that he ever wanted, a family, love. You know, my needs were provided. I was getting an education. So what was the war like, Grandpa? He turned red. And he said, war is hell. And he didn't say anything more. And my grandmother was sitting there, and she said, Jake, he doesn't want to talk about it. He doesn't talk about it. John the Baptist said to that generation, said, you've got to teach your kids. Turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the sons to the fathers. Every school assembly we do, every college we do, we're just at UCF, as I said in the first segment yesterday. Largest college campus in the country. Thanks to them, we've got to reinvigorate your campus with the Constitution. Turning the hearts of the fathers the sons and the sons back to the fathers. That is our mission. We will die doing it, folks. And we want you to be a part of it. Become a son or daughter of liberty. Go to the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and click on that icon. See what it takes. We just had more people signing up last night. Love you by our actions, folks.
Hey everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty, and we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member. and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Constitutional Course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Have you ever looked at the stains in your coffee cup and then realized that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Hey everybody, it's Stephen Baldwin here, and if you're like me and you like to drink coffee and things like tea or even soda, it causes dark, ugly stains on your teeth. So that's why I use Power Swabs, the 5-minute solution to whiter teeth without having to visit the dentist. In 5 minutes, your teeth can be an average of 2 shades whiter and 6 shades in 7 days. That's 5 minutes a day, clinically proven. Power Swabs whitens teeth without that annoying sensitivity feeling, and it works on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Call now to try risk-free. Dial 1-800-672-3759. That's 1-800-672-3759. Power Swabs is your 5-minute solution to white, healthy teeth. Call right now and try it risk-free. 1-800-672-3759. That's 1-800-672-3759.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Heathrow, that's the name of the city. I'm double-checking here. I don't want to tell you the wrong city. You might show up and say, where are you guys? Heathrow, I'm right. Reception in Heathrow tonight for Bradley. There's a group of private individuals that want to hear Bradley's message, get more exposed to it. But tomorrow we have a public event, Act for America, in Orlando. It's one of the largest Act for America. Any of you who know Brigitte Gabriel, who speaks all over the world. Well, I'll tell you what. And when you hear her, you're like, this woman, she's not super tall. You'd look at her and say, wow, really nice lady. Looks like a nice mom. But boy, she gets on fire. And how she concludes every single one of her speeches is thanking our veterans. And there is an anointing when she does it. It drops in the room. She says, thank you. You are the heroes not only to America, but to the world. She's also friends with Karen and Billy Vaughn, who we're going to be joining on Saturday at the Frogman Swim. And then Friday, we're going to be at the Volusia 912 Patriots meeting in Daytona Beach. And give all the specific details there on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. So I hope you all can make any of those events. But going back to this, I just pulled it up while we were on the break here. And YouTube, the video of the crazy purse lady, YouTube has pulled down our video, so we cannot show you how irate these lunatics are. And I do say lunatics in this respect. See, these people take the talking points. It's kind of like the Pied Piper leading the rat through the street, as Dave Mustaine used to sing. As he leads the rat through the street, the rats are just mesmerized by the Pied Piper. See, the Piper knows what he's doing. But as Lenin called them, useful idiots, you need those people because the majority of people are not stupid.
You got to get the idiotic folks to follow in line with you. We can't show you what the idiotic folks actually do after they listen to the Pied Piper piping his pipe. Now, sure, you can see it every time Carney's lips are moving. Okay, I understand that. You can see it every time the president says, well, let me be clear. But you can't see the irate lady who swung her purse and clubbed some of our street team members at this particular moment, because when you go to the link, it says this video has been removed. Over 50,000 views last we checked before it was pulled. This video has been removed as a violation of YouTube's policy prohibiting content designed to harass, bully, or threaten. What? We were exposing the harassing, bullying, and threatening. That's what it says, folks. Check it out. You can make your complaints, send your emails to YouTube, tell them you want that link reinstated. This has happened before to us, too, when we were showing the crimes of the radical homosexual agenda up in Canada, which, by the way, Bradley Dean giving his feedback today on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. He gave his feedback on a column that's been published on Freedom Outpost. It's also been in a host of other ones. Just giving you what his thoughts were on the Supreme Court decision. I encourage you to read it, share it. There's videos. It's insane. Bradley will give you a different perspective that you have never heard. And the reason for that perspective is because that's the real truth of the matter, what's going on. And that's why people like YouTube like to try to pull down his videos. And as I said, last time we fought, Bradley's a fighter, the ministry will fight, and we won that. That video got put back up. And I'm assuming that this one, the same thing is going to happen, folks. So stay tuned for that victory. Please, victories. I mean, like Tim Brown said when I shared his comments, coming up, when he gets done after the end of the day, he writes for a pretty prominent website, freedomoutpost.com, and he just gets drained. I mean, it's hard when you're weaving through all this bad news, when you're engaging your enemy constantly, that's all you know is war. Grab a bite to eat quick and go back for more. It's good to be able to sit down for a second and be encouraged, be exhorted. Folks, we get that from the Word of God. You need to get it too. Read your Bible. Engage in prayer with your father, because we are in a battle. If you don't have that, you're smoked. You're done. Obama reaps what he sows. I shared that comment. Also, too, a nation turning into hell is the column before the one that he just released about the Supreme Court here in their latest decision. The wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget God. Psalm 9:17. I do agree with you, said one of these folks who sent an email in, Rocky. He said, I do feel that we the people must take the evil out of our great country. I am a patriot, and I don't care if I'm on any main core list. We must do what we have to do, but the problem is getting the common people to stick together. Everyone I talk to knows what we must do, but they care one minute and then go back to running after the almighty dollar. What will it take to get people to stick together for our country? Was it like this before the last revolution? Or was the common man just more of a man back then? Thank you. Great article. Keep up the good work. Keep doing what you're doing. Peace to you. And God bless, Rocky. Well, Rocky, you're not alone. Obviously, you sent an email to us. Folks, you're not alone listening to this program right now. If this program has been an encouragement to you, as it has been to Rocky, the columns that we write on a daily basis, the intense amount of not just writing, folks, and studying that Bradley does and keeping in loop with you on Facebook. Like his Facebook page, by the way, while you still can. Bradley Dean on Facebook. Bradley is B-R-A-D-L-E-E-E. But the intense amount of prayer that this man does, the seclusion that he has from his family. Now, he's in touch with them daily, folks, but he's spending himself. He's giving a lot of precious golden hours that could be spent with his family because he cares about you and your family. Folks, that stuff doesn't just happen. The budget that you give to this ministry, the donations that you make to this ministry. Last night, I said to the 912 group, hey, if all it takes is, you know, $30 a month, if that's where you're at, or $10,000 a month, or $100,000 a month, if that's all it takes to redeem this nation, if that's all it takes to reach another young person and see another Bradley Dean victory or a Sons of Liberty Radio victory, then why are we even discussing this? Donate! It's tax deductible if you need that. But more importantly, it's redemptible. There's redemption that's being sowed throughout this country, folks, and we need your help to do that. And I am not ashamed to ask for it.
Oh, there you go. I was asking for money again.
You're exactly right. You know why? Because that happens to be a natural need, a carnal need that we have to be able to reach more people. And I'm not ashamed of those kids that we reach. I'm not ashamed of the testimony that I get day in and day out when I get a young person who gets one of Bradley Dean's comic books because his grandmother bought it at an event that we had to fly hours for, wake up at 3 in the morning and drive to the airport to go to get to. I'm not ashamed about a testimony of a little boy whose name is Eli. It says, I'm 15 years old and I'm so happy this comic got to me in time. I'm not ashamed of that, folks. Therefore, I'm not ashamed to ask you for the means to reach more Eli's. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and make your donation, folks. Get a My Word DVD series. We'll give you stuff. You give a $100 donation today, you get a free silver dollar, constitutional silver dollar. I think the last time I checked the value was around $27 or $32. We'll give you our DVD series. It'll help train and equip you so that you can go reach that next generation, so that you can tell your stories like Rocky here. Folks, is it frustrating? Yes. Christ never, ever, ever promised this bogus myth that these hireling pastors are giving. Oh, Jesus loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. You know, the word wonderful translated in the New Testament is dunamis. This is power and act of God. When we say wonderful, it means full of wonder, like, wow, how did that happen? It's not, oh, I've got a wonderful car and my kids and my dog and I just got my hair cut and I'm going to the beach this weekend. I've got an extended weekend. Experience wonderful the way the Word of God prescribes it. Or how about this? All of you that support to us now, I encourage you by reading this. Thank you so much for accepting us on Facebook. This gentleman's name is Mike. Your broadcast has brought me so much closer to God and Jesus. Keep fighting the fight, man. I'm new at this. So I just pray every morning and night that I'm learning a lot from you and Jake. I mean, folks, I'm not ashamed of that. How do you put a price tag on that? You don't. We need your support to do it. And I know you're willing, and I know many of you have. And maybe it's time we engage our neighbors in our culture and say, hey, you need to do it too. Folks, we win. That's the end of the book. I want to win now on this earth. I don't want to wait for Christ to bring that victory through when I'm gone. I want to see it now, and that's what all of us want to see. That is the point and the purpose that you listen to the radio show, and that's the point and the purpose that we are on. Folks, it's been an awesome day. It was good to be with you. Again, it was great to have Ted Nugent on with us. First segment today, another freedom-loving patriot. And it's going to be good tomorrow to have somebody who's a bulldog when it comes to issues like we just experienced in the Supreme Court, Mr. Matt Staver. He'll be joining us from Liberty Council at 3:15 tomorrow. Do you want to hear his perspective? Go read Bradley Dean's perspective. We just posted it up on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, also on freedomoutpost.com. And you can find it there. But folks, stick to it. Grab your wife, grab your kids, hug them, teach them, read the Constitution at night, pray for your meals, break open the Bible, read a scripture, read a passage, embolden them so they can take it to the next level, folks. We need it. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in today. We'll be with you tomorrow. And if you're in Orlando area, make your plans to see Bradley at the Act for America group at their meeting in Orlando. Talk to you tomorrow on LibertyRadio.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.